by Shimon Newhouse. And when did you first come in contact with Rabbi Kotler?
I was in Masifta in Yeshivas Yankov Yosef.
Yeah.
And Rashid Zal every year came down to say Yeshir. So of course it was way, way above anything that I could have ever dreamt of understanding, but please.
Who's your Rebbe then?
I had Rav Arshavshik, Rav Zadel, different years of Rebbe.
Uh-huh. Okay. But what year was that, approximately?
I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Okay, so then you heard he used to come down.
Yeah.
And he used to give a shiur.
Right, of course, everybody knew that this was a good Hadayah, and it was such excitement and anticipation and waiting, and we felt good just hearing, seeing, you know, even though we didn't have any connection to understanding.
Uh-huh.
We saw that our Harris at the Rabbeim game, that they all listened intently. They probably understood,
What level was that where you were at that time?
I was very much already.
So he used to come to you this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, what was further experience?
Oh, and then after I graduated high school,
yeah.
I came to Lakewood. I came twice for the summer before,
uh-huh.
And I spent summers in Lakewood.
You remember what year that was?
No, I don't. I don't. But it was in the late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
And then I applied to Lakewood and I was accepted.
Yeah. And then what was the experience there?
I loved every second of it.
Uh-huh. Well, could you give some details of the experience? What happened? Chronologically, if possible, what you experienced? In more concrete terms.
I have to think about this. It's that's not that I'm...
Okay. When we first came, how were you?
I was accepted very warmly. Rabbi Shmuel Bloch was then in El Terabach in the yeshiva,
uh-huh.
And I knew him from RJJ,
uh-huh.
And he was so friendly, and he took me in, and the yeshiva was very... It is, to this day, very warm, very encouraging, very friendly place.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very good. I was very proud that I was a Lakewood Bacham. Mm-hmm. What else can I tell you?
What about shiurim?
It was a shiur twice a week.
Okay. And any other contacts with Rosh Hashiva?
Sure, you got to speak in Rosh Hashiva itself. Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly, and he was asked about the family. My father was so very well,
uh-huh.
And there was a contact, and Shirzal was an extremely warm, giving person, extraordinary. I mean, he was a young little boy, really a baby, and I was treated very, very nicely.
Uh-huh. I don't remember more details, specific experiences or observations.
I really have to think about it. Goes back a day or two.
Okay. Nothing that went on in the shiurim that would describe how the shiur conducted.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, now let's see. Also, the schedule. Could that help? Give you focus. Like during the week, when he came, when he left, and when he gave this year.
This year was given on Shabbos in the summer Shabbos afternoon, in the winter Matzah Shabbos, because it was given one more time during the week.
You remember when he used to come, the anticipation that the Bochum had in the light before he came? Like, he should come by a Thursday or a Wednesday? When did he come?
I don't know. Don't remember. I was very, very young. I mean, I was a kid. Really, a baby in comparison with the people who are in Lakewood in those days.
Remember anything about the meals on Shabbos?
No. I mean, your shoes all sat on the table, and there must have been 10 or 12 bakrim around on his table. Really do not.
Who was on the table at your time?
On Shearsall's table?
Yeah.
Rav Yishael Hirsch was there. The only person who sticks out of memory, I'm sure Frimes Raven was there. I don't remember.
No details.
Too many years.
Some people are very have vivid memories in these details. Can't conjure up some.
I remember when Shirzal would come after davening Friday night, before he'd make Kiddush, he'd walk into the kitchen and say good Shabbos to Mrs. Berman. Mrs. Berman was an older lady who was like, I don't know what her official capacity was, but she was a frum lady who had an apartment in the yeshiva, in the dormitory, and Rosh Hashanah would not make Kiddush without walking to the kitchen first and saying good Shabbos to Mrs. Berman. That I remember. I saw that a couple of times myself.
That's the type of interesting things that could fill it in.
I'm sure there were many.
Did you ever go with him someplace?
With it yourself?
Yeah.
When I came to yeshiva, I was not officially a driver yet. I drove to Yeshiva Tzal. The Usher went to his chasana. Usher went to was a very big masmid. He lives in Eretz Yisrael today. And Yeshiva Tzal used to say the best time to get married is Bein Hazmanim. So Usher went and of course got married Bein Hazmanim after Sukkis. And coming back from the Chasana was Broadway Central Hotel. But then I was driving already.
What hotel?
Broadway Central.
Yeah.
And by then I was driving already. Yeah. And I drove the Shiva itself from the hotel to Borough Park. I remember as we pulled off the Brooklyn, not the whatever that highway is called, the Prospect Expressway, and we came to a red light, and a car pulled next to us, and there was a father and a son sitting there. At the father pointed to the son, I couldn't hear what he said, of course, but something pointed, you know, look, see, whatever. I couldn't hear what he said, but he certainly, that was the gesture that he made. And the little child was looking, not such a little child, I'd say 12, 13-year-old child. He was looking, I could imagine, father told him, this is a good lot there, sitting right next to you. That was very clear memory of that. That was the only time that I drove to Shimon's house. Because when I came, although I was driving already, I was not officially driving.
And during that trip, he didn't say anything or do anything?
Oh, for sure. My parents were in Eretz Yisrael then, after that year, Sukkot. And she was all asking me, my father is coming back. Very, very friendly, close. I mean, I made conversation. He knew that he couldn't talk to me in learning, that I was not, you know, anywhere near from the level of exposure to learning. So he made very friendly conversation. Very, very friendly conversation. He was not well ready by that chasana. He asked after, he was certain it was out of condition, and afterwards he asked for a chair to sit down at the chuppah. And the old Matzah Stavah Rav was also there, and when he saw the Rosh Yisrael took a chair, he also asked for a chair. And they both sat by the chuppah, which was a little bit unusual, but he was not familiar already. I even said that the next day was when he went to the hospital.
So this must have been my after circus.
After circus, yeah.
Yeah.
And Usher Wintonich was Zaychat and Rashid Sal for the last time that anybody ever had a Bayek Hasara.
So he was the last one?
The last Hasara, yeah.
Uh-huh. Then he got sick.
Right.
Uh-huh. So I was by the Levi, that's how I remember when it was.
I'm sorry?
I was by his Levi.
Yes. Very strong. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I remember that year. That's the year that it rained, because the same day
right,
he came.
The first time.
I was there. And I mentioned to somebody on the way back from the Levaya,
uh-huh.
I said to somebody, you know, tonight's going to rain.
Uh-huh.
They looked at me like, sugar. So it's rained for 3 days.
Right.
I was lucky to be right by the
crew. By the orange?
Yeah, so I remember. But then they told me afterwards they put some kind of linen or something. But I didn't even know that. I just said, it has to be, this is it. Because it was a terrible drought.
Right. You can do it.
Because I experienced it before it happened.
And I
said, this has got to be, because I said, this is the only way. And it was. It was. Yeah, okay. Any other things that come to mind?
Well, why wasn't playing? Everybody else is. Why wasn't playing Sweet Shul?
Were you there on Yom Tov ever?
Sure. The last days of Sukkot, it was expected that everybody would come back, and I did come back. In other words, Simchas Torah, the last days of Sukkot, came back. I think I came one day Chol Moed Pesach just to visit, just give Shalom.
I don't remember anything from that. Okay, then let's put it like this. Could you give me like a little summary of how he impressed your life? The impression he made on your whole life by being in his presence.
I many times thought when I had various opportunities to do different things, I very often thought, does this pass for Talmud of Rabban? Does it pass? And hopefully, I'm just hopeful that I did the right things. I'm not sure if I did the right things or not, but I did think about this many times.
It was a major consideration.
Absolutely. It was definitely a major consideration. Yes.
That's a thread I've heard before.
I'm sorry?
I heard this thread from other people. That this is, he made an indelible stamp.
No question. I'll tell you.
These people till this day, they tell me that they see him before him, they still think about what would Rosh Yeshiva say about what I'm doing right now.
That's right.
And I don't want to say, but it seems that there was nobody else like that in that era that you can remember.
No one who I personally knew. I mean, I knew others, other Gedalim. I tell my children that when I was a young Bacha, I was recognized by the three Gedalei Hadayr. Rosh Yitzchak knew who I was. Rav Moshe Zatzal knew who I was. And Rav Yankiv knew who I was. And still, but I had no real connection to Rav Moshe, to Rav Yankiv. So it's not really fair to compare. I'm sure Talmud of the first Shalim would feel the same way about Rav Moshe. Talmud of the first feel the same way about Rav Yankiv. I wouldn't be sure of that. But I was able to be a Talmud of the Shuz Zatzal, and there's no question that it, no question that, I came back to Lakewood, Yom Le Royim, from the day that I left. I think I missed 1 year Rosh Hashanah, the years.
Right.
And then they were to help, and I was able to move back, which is a wonderful, wonderful source to live in Lakewood.
I had the same source, but I didn't try to do it. It just was automatic.
Yeah, more interesting.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for
pleasure. A pleasure. Call to.